If you've never been the lover of the landlady's daughter, then you cannot have a second piece of pie. An outing or get-together reduces the mood for remembering bits of old songs, with everyone wanting to do their piece as the bus rolls along, or after tea in the park, and then again rolling home on the bus. I haven't told him, not up to now, for if I did, very likely there would only be a row. He doesn't know, I don't see any reason why he should. Well, he wouldn't be any the happier if he did, so what's the good? I haven't told him, not up to now, and so on and so on. Back to the beginning and round it goes. And then maybe later that night at a local pub. My mother's an apple pie baker, and my father, he fiddles for gin. My sister works nights for a living. Oh, my, how the money rolls in. The English pub is a great place for hearing such snatches of old songs. Inside after a few beers, or of course outside after closing time. One section of a pub is called the saloon bar, and that is where the ladies gather. In there, you might hear a little gossip over a nip of gin. Always back your fancy when you really fancy it. If you're fond of what you like, I rather think you should. Never mind the price of what you fancy's really nice. Back it if you fancy it, it's bound to do you good. But in the public bar, a sing-song by the old boys can really produce a rich mixture. There was Brown, upside down, mopping up the whiskey off the floor. Beer, beer, beer was the fireman's cry as they stood a-banging at the door. Don't let him in until it's all mopped up, someone said to McIntyre. And we all got blue-blind, paralytic, drunk when the old dumb cow caught fire. And now for a rowdy little song that was often brought up to date by any comic who had a go at it.